This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Pope Francis has declared that the future of South Sudan depends on how the country treats its women. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
On a visit to the world's newest nation, the Pope highlighted the plight of women in the country, asking all its citizens to protect, respect, appreciate and honour every South Sudanese woman, from grandmothers to young girls. Sister Orla Treacy, who runs a secondary school for girls, told the AP young girls in the country often miss out on an education.
About 10% of 15-year-old girls are getting married. So getting girl into school, it was impossible, it has become possible, and today you'll meet some of the girls who have really achieved and broken through. It's changing, but it's still a big push for girls.
South Sudan is also a country which is rampant with sexual violence and has the world's highest maternal mortality rate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants in Pakistan after a suicide bombing killed scores of police and a mosque. Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. In the United States, the Democratic Party has approved the reordering of its 2024 presidential primary. Members of the Democratic National Committee voted on Saturday to replace Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. It's part of a major shakeup meant to empower Black and other minority voters critical to the party's base of support. This is VOA News. Union members have voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of service workers at Walt Disney World, saying it didn't go far enough toward helping employees face cost of living hikes and housing and other expenses in Central Florida. The union said that 13,650 out of just over 14,000 members who voted on the five-year contract rejected the proposal, sending negotiators back to the bargaining table. Talks have been going on since August. The U.S. government has shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of the Carolinas in the eastern United States and is working to analyze any debris that can be collected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arctic air descended into the northeast United States over the past few days, bringing dangerous sub-zero temperatures and a wind chill reading at one mountain of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Atop New Hampshire's Mount Washington, it got down to minus 47 degrees Friday night with a record-breaking wind chill of minus 108. But the National Weather Service says while temperatures across the northeast have been record-breaking and in the single digits,
fortunately, the cold is pretty short-lived.
Meteorologist Jason Weiss.
We will start to warm up again by Sunday across the east and really a lot of the country.
Meanwhile, at Mass General Hospital's emergency room, Dr. Ali Raja says they're seeing frostbite and hypothermia patients.
There's a couple that were severe enough to get admitted to the hospital.
Authorities say the high winds were to blame when a tree limb hit a car, killing an infant in Southwick. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine say dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine. Indonesia's foreign minister said Saturday that the country plans to intensify talks with China and other Southeast Asian countries to finalize a code of conduct for the disputed South China Sea. Amid escalating tensions in the strategic waterway, the foreign minister was speaking in Jakarta at the close of a meeting between foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the 10-member regional bloc, also known as ASEAN, that is chaired this year by Indonesia. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.